G'day, everybody. Holy shit. Can I just say that? Holy shit. This is the third time trying to start this episode. The first time I just was rambling for like 10 minutes and it was good shit. Like, it was the best song in the world. And this is just a tribute, if you know what I'm saying. It was the best podcast episode in the world and this is just a tribute. I mean, fuck me. For some reason, my phone had stopped recording, and I don't know why. It looks like maybe it didn't even start recording, although I know it started because I was looking at it to start with, until I started looking off into the distance and, you know, getting real deep with you guys. And then the second time, I just started my episode, and I was about a minute in, and my phone rang, so... We're on airplane mode now so that I can actually get this out. So today's episode is going to be talking about something a little bit close to the chest. It's a little bit more of a inside. Like, I've spoken briefly about my change in branding and the reasons for doing it and why I've done it and why I don't want to do the Radman anymore. But I wanted to dive in deep on the Radman thing, because we spoke about it on stream the other night, and it's brought up some feelings about it all that I just wanted to delve even deeper into, if I can. I'll see if I can get back on the train of thought that I just had a second ago while I was trying to record the first time. So if you want to know more about why I did Captain Radman, the character, if you haven't seen it before, I was dressed up as my whole branding, my whole channels and everything was Captain Radman. And the whole idea behind Captain Radman was to do a character stream, because I've always lived by the mantra in content creation, because it's so oversaturated, and also personally because I was only ever going to be able to put like one or two days a week into it, into like a stream, maybe three days on my schedule at most, unless I could see some tangible growth there where I thought I might need to double down. And to be honest, I never really saw, apart from a period there where I was on Facebook gaming before I went to Mixer, there wasn't really a period where I really saw that much growth or a substantial amount of growth where I really needed to double down. I mean, maybe I missed that. Maybe it flew over my head. Maybe there was a point there where I could have like gone right into it, even further than what I did. But all that being said, the reason behind Captain Radman is be unique has always been my phrase that I've always told everyone. There's a million and one streamers out there all doing the same thing. They're all playing video games and expecting to grow because they're good at a video game and they stream 50 hours a week. Well, to stand out above all of that, you have to do a number of different things. One of them I'm trying now to do some YouTube content, which I'm finding that's just fulfilling the creative part of my brain. It's allowing me to be creative in ways that I haven't before and that I've wanted to before. But you really either got to do something like that where you are drawing in an audience from somewhere else. TikTok, I know of a mate of mine that's on Twitch now, he's flying on TikTok right now. I think he's got over 25,000-30,000 followers. He's got at least one video that went over 1 million views on TikTok. And he's been seeing some more substantial growth on his Twitch since his TikTok's taken off. So you can do it. You've got to create content on another platform. Or this is the route that I took the first time. Be so unique on your Twitch stream that just that uniqueness alone makes you stand out above other streamers and other content creators, which is really, really hard because there is a lot of talent out there in the content creation world where people aren't doing just playing video games, or if they are, they're doing it in a super unique way. And you've got to come up with your own unique idea, really, and really, really, really hammer that home. And yeah, just go hard, mate. It's go hard or go home, really. And so I chose that route to begin with. And Radman itself, I looked around and I thought, well, I want to do a character stream, and I love superhero movies and that sort of, you know, I'm a big Star Wars nerd. I love the Marvel and DC stuff. Anything that's kind of comic book related, I'll get into. The irony in that is that I don't have time to sit down and read comic books. I'll read an audiobook or listen to an audiobook. No problems. I love doing that. But comic books, I have got into in the past a little bit. I tried to get into it when they did the New 52 stuff on DC. I thought, oh yeah, I can jump in brand new here. But I tried to keep up with all of the like Justice League characters and read them in order and all that sort of stuff. And it just became expensive plus just time consuming. So my medium is really just media in terms of like visual media, TV shows, movies, Twitch. So, Radman, superhero character. We've established why it was a superhero character. Why a character? Well, I just didn't see a lot of characters out there. And I definitely didn't see a superhero character out there on Twitch. There could have been. I may have missed it. I don't know. But I was starting on Facebook anyway, and I definitely didn't see any superhero characters on Facebook gaming. So we did it. We did. We went ahead with the Radman. I had Radman as an idea years ago as I was going to do some YouTube content, kind of like what I'm trying to do now, not as Radman. And maybe that's the thing. Maybe Radman will make an appearance when I fully accept the fact that I want Radman to come back. At the moment, I'm kind of leaning towards that way, but I'm not fully there yet. So I did have the suit. I got the suit designed. I had it sent over to me. It came from like a designer in America and was stitched together by a company in somewhere in Asia, and they sent the suit over, and I had it ready to go for a YouTube channel, and I was getting my stuff ready, like trying to learn how to do some stuff when the idea of streaming came along, and I'm like, well, I've got a character I was going to do for YouTube. Streaming looks like it would be a hell of a lot of fun. And the idea behind me streaming first and maybe thinking about a YouTube later was, well, at least with streaming, I can put something out there. You press go live and then you press stop at the end of the stream and it's done. It's uploaded. It's on the internet. You can watch a VOD if you didn't catch it live. It's there. Different to YouTube where you got to spend hours on end just during a week. If you've only got a couple of hours a night, it might take 2 or 3 nights to finish editing a movie to release it. And that's after recording it in the first place. And then before that, also planning out what you're actually going to do for the YouTube video. So streaming was always like an easier version of YouTube. And I kind of thought, you know, that's the way the future is going, is live streaming. I think in a little bit of a sense, it's going back towards the other way. A little bit, but I haven't really fleshed that out in my mind a little bit, but I feel like it's switching. Maybe it's just me, maybe because I'm thinking of YouTube. I'm tying the whole industry into my own thoughts, but so we had this character and I thought it's unique. It's a superhero character which I haven't seen around. It's sort of 80s/90s themed, hence the name Radman. And a lot of my themes have always been sort of 80s/90s. I'm thinking like, you know, we're thinking like the modern day Stranger Things branding. We're talking like Flight of the Navigator. We're talking like The Last Starfighter. We're talking Tron. I love Tron. Tron is probably pretty close to some of the stuff that I do. And so superhero character, but not only that, an Aussie larrikin superhero character. We couldn't go wrong. An Aussie larrikin, beer drinking, swearing, cursing superhero. And even now, just talking about that really fires me up and thinks, and I think I'm starting to think, why the fuck didn't I just keep going with Radman? Why the fuck didn't I just keep pushing? I made it work on Facebook. I probably quit when I shouldn't and went to Mixer. Mixer failed me, really, in terms of it just wasn't a platform that really geared towards growth for someone that was on a schedule like I was on, pretty much. And now that I think about it, like, I think YouTube and Twitch would have been the best route for me to go as Radman. But that all fell apart. My mind couldn't take it anymore. I've ended up on Twitch since Mixer has shit the tin anyway. Even though we've talked about this before, I was kind of leaning towards Twitch already in the few months leading up to Mixer's demise. The writing was on the wall. I'd found a great Australian community over on Twitch and was starting to do some work with them. So I really felt like my lack of growth on Mixer is fine. I'm going to move to Twitch anyway. But now I'm here, and now almost all people are very, very responsive to the Lukey Bangers character and what I'm trying to do. And this is the whole thing. Like, I couldn't have the conversation like I am right now with you guys as Radman. It just wasn't part of the character. So my challenge moving forward, I've been starting to think about it. Like, why did I quit Radman too early? And it's really starting to play on my mind. Like, now, like, I had the whole, I'm going to stop doing Radman because it's starting to get to me. I'm not going anywhere as Radman. Some people seem to love it, but I can't seem to keep a community. I can't seem to keep people in my community as I was. And people were starting to respond when I had the odd stream where I was just myself, not dressed up and talking more freely like I am right now. And so I started to get into my head, like, people only, they love Radman as a character, as an idea, but do they really love me? Because I'm different. Like, when I'm myself, I'm talking more openly, more freely, and I'm not trying to be silly all the time. Sometimes, but not all the time. So I really needed to take a step back and try and think about what I wanted. What I really, really wanted, and that's my challenge right now, is to appear as myself, to create content that I know I can still do the same thing as myself as I could with Radman, and have people fall in love with my community and my content as I am, as Lukey Bangers. No Radman. Radman was like a billboard for everyone to say, hey, this looks unique, I'm going to check this out. And then they would hopefully, fingers crossed, fall in love with the stream and myself and the way that I present myself. Well, now the challenge is I don't have the billboard to draw people in. And when people come in, they're only going to hang around because of me. They're not going to hang around because, oh, well, he looked really weird and unique, and I've been drawn in now, and now I'm not really sure if I like it or not because he's a bit of a dickhead, but I'm still hanging around because I feel like something's going to happen or I'm going to miss out on something. At least now, when people drop in, they drop in because of me or the game I'm playing or the title, or they've come from my YouTube, or they've seen me on Twitter, and now they stay because they know who I am and they can see what I am, and I speak openly and I speak freely, and they gel with that. So that's my goal right now. But in saying that, I've been having doubts with myself really lately, in the last few days, about whether I did the right thing in dropping the whole character. I think my mind's halfway coming around to the fact that I should have stayed in character. I'm kind of stuck in two minds. What I'm thinking is that I really, really just need to flesh out and nail down, like, the content that I'm producing right now, and then somehow try and work out a way to bring Radman back into that content in some capacity. I've spoken about it before in the past, and I just haven't been able to figure out how that works. That's what's going on in my mind right now. I'm in a tug of war, and I seem to always be in a tug of war. I don't know, are you guys always in a tug of war between, like, what you want to do, what you are doing, and another idea pops up and you haven't even done the first thing that you wanted to do? But the two ideas don't gel, so you're not sure which way to go. My brain is like that all the time. And it doesn't help that I'm very, very busy in my own personal life. I was just saying on the last recording that didn't happen that I'm going to create an episode. One of my next episodes I'm going to speak about is the time it takes to be a content creator if you're really trying to build a community and build a channel, and if your real life is super busy, and how that plays into the challenges that you have with your own mind of like, I really want to be over there creating content, but I can't because of X reason. That's where I'm going with the next episode. So, yeah, I don't know. I've rambled on a bit about my character right now, my character streaming that I did, about whether to do it in the future, if I can bring my brain around to it. Like, even right now, I have the idea, like, I should do Radman, but at the end of the day, it put me in a really... Putting that suit on and putting that mask and gluing that mask to my head, putting the... I actually used lipstick to paint around the eyelids. I used to use a paint, but it was harder to take off. The lipstick's easier to put on, but it's always wet, obviously, so you can't touch my eyes. Anyway. Getting into that suit was like... I don't know. It was starting to affect me in my mind. Like, I hated putting the suit on, and I hated having to play up to the camera all the time, because it's not realistically me. I like doing it when the time arises and I'm having a good time on stream, but sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I'm just a grumpy old prick that hates everything. I mean, that's really kind of who I am in real life. Like, I fucking hate everything. I hate what's going on in the world right now. I hate leaving my house. I hate people talking to me when I go down the street, even if I know them. I hate getting on aeroplanes to go, like, travel really stresses me out. I don't like it. Hence, I don't travel. You know, I lay awake at night thinking about how I'm going to die the next day. Like, I'm just like, play it safe, mate. Just stay in your house. You can't die in your own house. Unless an aeroplane flies into your house, drops out of the sky and lands on your house. Like, I'm always thinking about stuff like that. I go to bed at night, and I haven't thought about that stuff because I'm so busy throughout the daytime. The minute my head hits the pillow, I'm like, oh, my heart's beating faster. Could I have a heart attack? My grandfather had a heart attack getting up in the middle of the night to go to the loo and died. Like, is that what's going to happen to me? Or I might be traveling out of town for work the next day. And every time I drive out of town, because I live out in the country, but every time I've got to go on like a trip for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours driving out of town for work, I say goodbye to my kids the next morning as if I'm never going to see them again. Man, that's rough. I hate it. It's part of my DNA as it is right now. I'm just really like, I overthink everything and it doesn't allow me to enjoy the moment. Sometimes I just think about those sort of things. Anyway, that took a dark turn, didn't it? Anyway, so what I'm trying to say is that I'm not Radman. I don't know, Radman can't talk about that stuff, can he? Radman can't be scared of driving out of town and can't be scared of going on a plane because he flies, Radman. You know, that's kind of why I can't be Radman, really. But I've just got to try and work out a way in the future to incorporate him in. So if you have any ideas of how you think Radman could be incorporated into my content at all, I've got some ideas. But, you know, maybe one of you guys will come up with an idea where I really look at it and go, hey, that actually is really good. I could do that. I could see that happening. Or maybe I'll look at your comment and I'll go, nah. You know, who knows? Thank you for listening to this extended episode of me just sitting here rambling about Radman. I'll probably speak about Radman again at some point. Let me know if you like this, the way that I'm doing the podcast. I'm just sitting down with a topic. I don't even really make dot points. I just have a vague idea of what I wanted to talk about and I just sit down and talk. So I don't know, might not be interesting to some of you guys. But this has been Lukey Banger's Life of a Twitch Streamer. And I mean, I guess in essence, that's why this method should work, is because I know that a lot of you guys will be having similar thoughts, maybe not about character streaming like I did today, but maybe some of you guys are character streaming or have thought about it, and this will help you out, help decide. Make sure it's something that you think you can do long term, and make sure you don't want yourself included in the content. Because if you want yourself and your own personality included in the content, maybe you need to right from the get-go, make it into a your character only appears for part of your content, not all of it. So this has been the podcast. Thanks for listening today. I'll see you on the next stream. I'm streaming tonight, 8 p.m. Western Standard Time, Wednesday that is. So that'll be Tuesday. No, sorry, that'll be Wednesday morning for people over in like the States. It'll be Tuesday afternoon for... What am I talking about? It'll be Wednesday morning for people in the States and Wednesday afternoon for people in like the UK. But it's 8 p.m. Western Standard Time, Australian, on a Wednesday night. I'll do this Monday and Wednesday night, the stream. Anyhow, hit me up on if you want to slide into my DMs on Twitter, feel free to do so. If you want to share some of your experiences in content creation, it might spark an idea where I might try and flesh out something with you on the next podcast. As I said before, I probably will do interviews, extended interviews with creators that I know in the future, just small creators that are going through the same ups and downs, or probably different ups and downs, but definitely ups and downs. And a lot of the time we go through a lot of downs, don't we? So I'd like to flesh out some of those in an interview form with some people down the track. But if you've got any questions or comments about the podcast or something that you'd like for me to discuss or you'd like to hear my opinion on, maybe you've got a dilemma you're trying to sort out at the moment in your own head that I can maybe just ramble on for a few minutes and try and get out what I would do or how my mind would take it. And yeah, feel free to do that. Make sure you tag me on a Twitter post and make sure you use the hashtag LukeyPod. That's LukeyPod, LukeyPod. And then I'll hit those up on the next episode. You guys have been wonderful for sitting here and listening to me ramble. If you want to join the Discord or follow any of my socials, the links are in the description of this podcast episode or in the description of the actual podcast as itself. Because I don't think on Spotify you can actually look at a podcast description for an episode. I'm not sure. I'll have to look at that. I know you definitely can on Apple and the links are in there. But we'll sort that out another time. I'll figure that out. All right, thanks very much, guys. Thanks for listening. Hope you all have a wonderful day. And, yeah, cheers. I'll catch you on the next one. Bang on.